Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast where your business looks better every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. If you're just getting started with us, check out our free guides, guys. We have 5 free guides to get you started with your business, from writing your business plan to creating your business website. Head on over to 100mba.net/guides. And when you download one, you get all 5 automatically via email. In today's episode, you will learn how to create a resources page on your website. A resources page can be very, very useful to your audience. At the $100 MBA, we have our own resources page, and we'll go through how to create one for yourself. We'll also reference another resource page that is really good in our industry. But regardless of what industry you're in, fitness, health, sports, photography, video games, whatever it is, your audience is looking for great resources in that industry. Tools to be better at what they do in that niche. And you can help them out. You could be the authority. You could be the person that guides them to those resources. Now, there are a couple of reasons why people put together a resources page. We'll go into that. Should you have affiliate links in there? Should you not? And how do you put one together on your website? We get into all those details and more in today's episode, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Earth Class Mail. Guys, it's time to stop fumbling with physical mail. There's no need to deal with physical mail anymore, because Earth Class Mail digitizes all your physical mail. They sort it, they scan it, and they put it up in the cloud for you to review. You can even send invoices and pay bills online with Earth Class Mail. And they give you a professional business address to use for your business. To get started with a free month, go to earthclassmail.com/MBA month and use coupon code MBA month. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/MBA month. Use coupon code MBA month. A resources page on your website is just straight up helpful for your audience. In fact, our resources page on the $100 MBA is the 3rd most visited page. After our homepage, our podcast page, comes our resources page. Believe it or not, it gets more traffic than our free course and guides page, even though those things are free. Hey guys, you know I'm completely transparent. The numbers don't lie. People love learning about resources they can use to help them in that area, whatever your business is about, whatever your website's about. They want to learn what else? What else can I use? What other tools out there can help me in this area? So let me address the elephant in the room. A lot of people ask, well, should I use a resources page to share my affiliate links so I can get a commission when people click on those resources? Or should I have all my links on my resources page, non-affiliate links? So it's more authentic and more of a recommendation rather than getting people to click on my affiliate link. Well, you can do both strategies. And let me explain. There's a right way to do everything. You can have affiliate links on your resources page, but you got to do it right. And I'm going to explain to you and give you an example of how to do it right. But before that, I want to let you know that you can also have a resources page that doesn't have affiliate links, but still benefits your business. For example, on the $100 MBA's resources page, which is at 100mba.net/resources. So if you want to follow along, all our resources there come from sponsors that have sponsored this podcast, the $100 MBA Show. So in order to be a resource on our resources page, there are a couple of qualifiers. One, you have to be a product that we have used, that we can recommend, that we feel like you are kind of the best in your game in that area. Two, all our resources on the resources page are sponsors, like I mentioned. So they supported the show, we've tried their product, and we had a great experience, and therefore we recommend it. And not all sponsors of the show make the resources page. So even though we won't get paid when people click on our links on a resources page, it's a great benefit for those select sponsors that we really recommend and have used. So these sponsors give us access to their platform, to their product. We use them in our business at some period of time in order for us to recommend it. And we state this on the resources page. So this is really, really imperative. To be clear on your resources page why you're recommending these links, these resources. And we state that right on the page, great discounts provided by awesome sponsors of the $100 MBA show. Now, whatever platform you're using to create your website, whether it's WordPress or Squarespace or anything else, you can keep your resources page really, really simple. Have a headline, have a tagline, state why you're recommending these resources, and then list your resources. We have two columns where we have one column where we talk about the offer or the resource, and the other column is an image of the resource, their logo. And this is important because it just gets people a little bit more recognized with the brand. The sponsor, in our case, or the resource, will really appreciate the fact that you are giving them some sort of brand recognition by displaying their logo. It also helps the reader to recognize the brand and understand, okay, this is the brand I'm looking for. So besides the logo, we mention a little snippet about our resource. So the first resource we have in our list is HostGator. And we just have a headline saying, save 30% off hosting with HostGator. We write a little snippet about why we recommend HostGator, and we add the link. Now, you may not have a relationship with this resource. Like for us, they're a sponsor of the show, so we're in contact with them. But you can reach out to them and say, hey, I'm putting together a resource page for my website. I would love a unique URL so I can track it, and possibly a discount. Most companies will honor that. They'll say, hey, that's a great idea. Thanks for spreading the word. So don't be afraid to reach out to those resources and ask for that. Okay, what if you want to use your resources page to share your affiliate links and earn affiliate commission when they click on those links? This is where I want to refer you to another example that does this very well. And that's Pat Flynn's blog, smartpassiveincome.com. And if you go to smartpassiveincome.com/resources, you'll see that he has resources there that are affiliate links. But he puts a disclosure there that's very, very clear, and I love the way he's worded it. He's being transparent, but he also lets you know he's not only just recommending these things because he's an affiliate of those companies. It's because he really recommends it. Let me read out his disclosure so you can see how well he words it. Please note that some of the links below are affiliate links, and at no additional cost to you, I will earn a commission if you decide to make a purchase. Please understand that I have experience with all these companies, and I recommend them because they are helpful and useful, not because of the small commissions I make if you decide to buy something. Please do not spend any money on these products unless you feel you need them or that they will help you achieve your goals. I love that. Super, super clear. I will make a commission, but I'm not making this recommendation based on the commission. I have experience with these companies, and I only want you to buy only if you need this product. He also mentions that it's no cost on your end by clicking his affiliate link, meaning that you're going to get a great deal. And just because he gets a commission doesn't mean that you are going to pay him the commission. The company will. So I tip my hat to Pat for having such a great disclosure to show that he is getting money for these links, for these recommendations, but it's not the reason why it's on the page. So on his resources page, he breaks up his resources to my most recommended, and he has his most recommended resources there. And then he breaks this up into sponsors. He's got sponsor deals. And then after that, he breaks them up into different types of tools, like website and blogging tools, to start a business courses, product distribution and shopping carts, keyword search, images and photos. So he breaks up all his recommendations in categories. So if you're looking to use affiliate links for your resources page, check out Pat Flynn's page, smartpassiveincome.com/resources. It's a great example. But of course, when you're making your own page, use your own words, use your own creativity and brand. Pat worked hard on his. Use it as an inspiration, as a reference, but do your own work. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Earth Class Mail. If you're just getting started as a business builder, one of the first things you should do is get a business address. You got to start separating your personal life or your home from your business. And you're going to need this address later on when you register for your business, when you open up a bank account for your business, all that kind of stuff. And one of the easiest way to get a business address is with Earth Class Mail. These guys not only give you a great business address, but they take all your physical mail sent to that address, they scan it for you, and they put it up in your account in the cloud. So that means anywhere you are, you can just go into your account and check your mail. You can even sync it with great accounting software that you already use, like Xero. You can pay bills, you can send invoices, and never touch a piece of physical mail again. I think this is brilliant. Earth Class Mail has found a really great problem to solve. I highly recommend you give it a try. In fact, it's absolutely free. Get a free month of Earth Class Mail over at earthclassmail.com/MBA month and use coupon code MBA month to get a free month of Earth Class Mail. Again, that's earthclassmail.com/MBA month and use coupon code MBA month. Last but not least, guys, having a resources page can really help you build your authority in your market. Not only do you become the authority because you're recommending great resources to your readers or people that visit your website, but you also become an authority in the eyes of the resources, the companies that you're recommending. They'll notice. They'll say, hey, this blog, this website is really sending me some traffic. It's always good to have friends in your market, people that appreciate the fact that you're showing them some love, you're sending them some business. And trust me, business is all about relationships. And this is the greatest way to build relationships is to do something in their best interest. You might think these companies like HostGator and Squarespace and all these big companies, they won't notice. Trust me, they do. They analyze everything. They analyze all the traffic they get. In fact, I'm living proof. I've had resources on our resources page come up to me in person at conferences and thank me and ask me how they can help us out. And this happened before we had the traffic we have on our website now. This is when we were first getting started. So trust me, it works. It helps your actual readers, your blog visitors, and it helps the people that you're recommending them to. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Hope you loved it. Guys, we got some great lessons coming up in the next couple days. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about how to become a guest on a podcast. And then later next week on Monday, we have a great guest teacher lesson by Kate Erickson, who's going to teach us how to create systems in our business. Kate is a master at systems. And if you haven't heard her speak at a live event about it, then you got to tune in. You got to tune into this episode. It's great. Better yet, make sure you hit subscribe so you get all the episodes automatically. All right, guys, that wraps up today's episode. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. A resources page is something you can put together within a couple hours. And it's just something you're going to revisit every month or two to see if you can update. But it's a great resource. It's a great thing to have for your website. So if you're looking to give more value to your visitors, this is a great way. In addition to your blog and some of your free guides or free courses that you can offer, your visitors will thank you for giving them an abundance of information to get them started. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.